You won't object if I set a recorder then?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, both of you approaching there right now, and what do you want?
I'm just simply coming over. I'm one of the pastors here.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Pastor Mark Patterson.
Pastor Mark
Patterson. The executive pastor here.
Okay.
And I'm just approaching to see if we can assist you with something.
Okay.
This time we have a worship service in progress, and we would ask people here if they're either going to the worship service to attend the worship service,
mm-hmm.
or not to be here at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is not a place time to hang around.
Not a time to hang around?
No. It's time to be in the worship service, worshiping together.
Actually, I look around. There's a lot of people hanging around.
Because these people are serving with these ministries that we are with right now.
Okay. And I see there's quite a few number of people that are sort of walking along as well. So, you know,
yeah, and they are in a time of transition, going to the places for transition.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm asking you politely if you could please attend the worship service or transition on, unless you have a specific reason to be waiting for you.
And what is the time of your worship service?
The first service begins at 9 o'clock and goes to approximately 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Second service begins at 11:15 and goes approximately to 12:45.
I've looked on your website, so I know you have a 9 o'clock service and an 11:15 service.
Which is what I just repeated to you, yeah.
Yeah. So your so-called service are twice a week, is it?
The Sunday morning worship gatherings, yes.
Okay, what happens for the rest of the week?
Could I ask the purpose of you asking these questions?
I'm not asking you. You say you have a
I know you're asking me, and I'm trying to understand why you're asking me.
Okay. Because I'm asking about your mindset, your theology regarding service, so-called service.
Well, I would suggest that if you want to know that, you arrange to set up an appointment to speak with one of us pastors during the week.
It's a simple question. And if you're theologically edified, then you would be able to answer that question.
Well, in your terms of putting it that way, I'm asking you that if you would like to speak to one of us pastors or someone at the church about these types of questions, to please arrange an appointment to come and do that.
I haven't requested it.
You're asking me a question, and I'm saying to answer that question, I'm requesting you set up an appointment so I can answer that question.
Actually, it takes 10 seconds to answer that question. Is that too difficult for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you don't know the definition of service for God's kingdom?
Sure I do.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you now, could you please transition to our worship service, or I would ask you to please not be here at this time.
Okay.
I'm asking you that quite politely and just asking that.
What is your objection to the fact that I'm standing here?
Because this is a very public place with people transitioning all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same request we make of anyone who's just standing in places and I'll use the term hanging around doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Between our services or at times when there's not normally public gatherings.
Mm. So people are not allowed to stand in the meantime of your so-called service?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What is it that you're saying?
I'm saying to you, I would ask you to go to our worship service, or could you please leave?
Well, essentially you're
saying... And I would say by the nature of the questioning that you're doing to us and being, in my interpretation, antagonistic toward me right at this point and in my conversation with Sang earlier in the same line of questioning, that could you please attend the service or please leave?
Well, actually, it didn't begin. No person in your congregation said hello, so I stood and remained and just observed, is anyone in your so-called church going to say hello? No one did. This pastor called Sang came up and was in a provocative way saying, are you going to go to that service? Pointing towards...
Well, I did not observe him approaching.
Well, I did observe him, and then he said,
I did observe me and him approaching you, and how you immediately...
And then both of you came approaching me. I'm not a fool, and I know probably you're used to dealing with fools because you're a pastor of a church, but I'm not a fool. When both of you approach in that manner, that's a provocation.
Well, let me put it this way then. I'll say this to you in your specific situation. I've asked you to go to the service, or please leave. I'm aware of some of you because I receive your emails, some of your communication. I receive your emails. And if you would like to talk further about it, I'm requesting that you set up an appointment to do that, or could you please attend the service or leave? It's as simple as
right. that. Right. So then you do know who I am. What is my name?
My pronunciation, I don't know if it's correct or not, would be, I believe the first name is Torsten.
That's correct.
I cannot recall the last
name. That's correct. So this is a biased approach from you.
No, it's not. I did not know you were that person.
Oh, you didn't.
I understand that.
Right, okay.
So I suppose. So I will ask you again, could you please either attend the service or transition from here in the same way that we ask other people at this point of the day to do the same?
Mm. So you only service God twice a week during 1.5 hour slots. Is that correct?
No, that would not be correct.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to respect what I've asked you to do of either attending a service or leaving?
Do I respect your approach? Do I respect your discrimination of asking me, actually, essentially asking me, either attend the service or leave? No, I don't respect you, sir.
No, I didn't ask whether you respect me. Are you going to respect the request that I ask you to either attend a service or leave?
I don't respect your request.
Okay, so you're going to choose to remain here, standing here. Is that what you're saying? You're going
to... Do you have an objection to the fact that I stand here?
Yes.
Okay, and why do you have an objection?
Because we need to be concerned about the whole body here and understanding...
And what is your concern about the whole body? What is your concern?
I'm not prepared to go into that right now.
Oh, you're not? Okay. So what is your fear? You're fearing something. You have a concern.
What is my fear?
Yeah, what is your concern?
I don't have fear.
Okay, what is your concern?
My concern with you right now is what I perceive to be the antagonistic nature of what you're doing.
What is my antagonistic nature?
Recording, answering questions with questions continually coming toward us. When I hadn't even hardly said a word to you and you were already saying, by the way, you've come toward me. You have responded in such a way that I am simply asking you, could you please either attend the service or please leave the campus.
That's not a normal procedure in any place, in any public place, where two people approach as if operating as military officers,
saying,
either you attend our meeting now or you get out. That's essentially what you're saying.
Let me tell you something.
We have a prejudgment about who you are towards them.
Let me tell you something. You have a choice to respect what I've asked you to do right now, or you don't. You can make that choice. I am no longer going to be in conversation with you about this. If you would like to talk further, please arrange to make an appointment to that office. And your email addresses, which are publicly available on our website.
I think I already have contacted you.
Yes, you have, but I have a feeling you don't know what my email address is, because you've done a mass email. What I'm saying to you is, if you'd like to set up an appointment, we would be more than happy to set up an appointment to talk to you about that further. But that conversation is not going to continue here.
All right. So what is there to talk about?
I don't know. You seem to have a lot of questions. So you want those questions answered? I'm saying please come back. It's obviously more than just a cursory conversation.
Well, obviously, I'm just standing here peacefully, and you're approaching me aggressively.
Right, because this is a place where we have asked at this point in time, people are either in the worship service or they have some other purpose here. We do not deem that you have another purpose here at this time, so I'm asking you to either attend
the worship
service.
I do have a purpose here.
What's your purpose to be here then?
But I will not conceal to you.
Then I need to ask you to either go to the service or to leave, please.
Okay, I don't respect your request.
Okay, could you answer this question for me then? Are you saying you will not leave or you will not attend the service at this time?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Our conversation is over.